two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, your voice, your vote. 5 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Wednesday, the 28th day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 31 degrees.
Good speeds on our freeways so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin this hour with more of a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Two officer-involved shootings under investigation this morning.
In both cases, police say they were threatened by an armed man. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage with more on what happened in Harriman, Mary.
Amanda, there's a unified police mobile crime lab truck here on the scene. Yellow police caution tape blocking off a large area on Solifax Lane. Police say they were responding to a protective order violation last night when all of this started.
While en route, officers were advised that the male suspect was armed. As they arrived in the area, responding officers heard several gunshots.
And then they say they were met with a man armed with a gun who threatened or challenged them. Two officers fired, and the man died on the scene. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who has more on the other officer-involved shooting in Ogden. John?
Yeah, Mary, dispatchers first received a call around 7 o'clock last night from a caseworker claiming that an 18-year-old was inside a home near the 800 block of 5th Street in Ogden and was threatening to kill himself. Dispatch later received information that he was armed and fighting with two people inside the home. Now, when Ogden police arrived, they set up a perimeter and then two people exited the building.
They were relaying information when the suspect came out of a back door of the house with a handgun in one hand and a butcher knife in the other.
Chief Randy Watts says the suspect ignored officers' commands to stop advancing towards them, and at that time an officer fired several rounds at the suspect, striking him once in the abdomen. The suspect is reportedly in good condition, while the officer who shot the man has been placed on administrative leave. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
There are currently nearly 300 people in Utah hospitalized with COVID-19, and nearly 67% of the state's ICU beds are being used. Authorities warn that if the uptick in cases doesn't slow down, they're going to have to limit care to those most likely to recover.
To have a doctor or nurse say, hey, we don't have enough supplies or equipment or people to work with your mom, I can't even imagine.
Talisha's mom was hospitalized on a ventilator for about a month, and even though she's been home for a month, she's still on oxygen.
The Salt Lake City School District is debating whether to hold more in-person classes.
After kids went back to school this fall, Utah's coronavirus infections went up dramatically. But Dr. Adam Hirsch with Primary Children's Hospital told the board, while elementary schoolers have shown up to class with mild cases, it's also easier for them to follow the rules.
Generally, elementary age students don't have school-associated extracurricular activities, and they're much more supervised. The ability to apply mitigation strategies is much easier.
Dr. Hirsch believes high schoolers socializing without masks is a bigger problem. Several parents are thinking about suing Salt Lake City schools to bring back in-person classes, saying online learning isn't cutting it. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
COVID-19 has claimed the life of a community activist. Margarita Satini worked on political campaigns and community projects. State Representative Angela Romero says Santini always worked to make certain the voices of minorities and people of color were heard.
She was out there in the community, specifically working with the Pacific Islander community, educating people about COVID and how to stay safe. And unfortunately, COVID took her life.
Romero says Santini was often happy working in the background, acting as a mentor to young interns in community causes.
France is bracing for a potential new lockdown as the president prepares a televised address today aimed at stopping a fast-rising tide of virus patients filling French hospitals and a growing daily death toll. The government has not released details of its plans yet amid ongoing discussions about what measures would be most effective. Many French doctors are urging a new national lockdown, while business owners and some politicians are pushing for localized lockdowns in hotspots.
Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is pressing for a partial lockdown as the number of newly recorded infections in the country hit another record high. Merkel will meet today with the governors of Germany's 16 states. Senior government officials say she will demand they introduce measures to drastically reduce social contacts. Owners of restaurants and bars plan to protest over fears that their establishments will be closed for several weeks.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Lots of sunshine to close out the work week, and that's going to warm us up a little.
We're going to notice each day starting to get a little warmer. It's been quite chilly the last couple of days, but we're getting back to close to where we should be this time of year, or I should say closer to the average for this time of the year, which is about 60 or so for the high. Today we're going to stay a little under that, and tomorrow we're right about there.
But Grant says by the weekend, temperatures are going to be up into the mid-60s. Those temperatures should hold through Election Day next Tuesday.
Coming up on KSL, hundreds of thousands of ballots have already been received in Utah.
And Triple Team traffic.
Looks like we may have a little bit of delay going up Parley's Canyon towards the summit right now, but Freeway I-15 looks pretty good. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:05.
Just 5 days until election week. Knock out your ballot as soon as it arrives. Sign it and mail it. And make sure your voice is heard. Election week is coming, so keep listening to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Burgess Owens is running to represent us in Congress, but his record should make Utahns run in the other direction. Owens said he'd repeal our health care, throwing over 200,000 Utah residents off their health care and ending health care protections for people with pre-existing conditions like asthma or cancer. And while Utah families are still suffering from increased cancer rates due to decades of nuclear testing in Nevada, Owens called for restarting nuclear testing. That's right. Owens said he absolutely supported it. But that's not all. Owens has a decades-long history of bad judgment, filing for bankruptcy 6 times across multiple states and hundreds of thousands in unpaid taxes. The record is clear. Utah should run from Burgess Owens. Paid for by House Majority PAC, thehousemajoritypac.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. House Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
If you have higher than a 2.38% interest rate, call Associated Mortgage now, 943-1999. Best rates, best service, save thousands. 2.7% APR.
Whether you're looking for an engagement ring, a gift, or something for yourself, visit Shane Company. We have new ways to shop to make it even easier for you. Come in anytime or book an in-store or virtual appointment with a jewelry consultant. They'll listen and offer personalized recommendations. It's like shopping with a friend. When you shop online, you can opt for free 2-day shipping or no-contact curbside pickup. Our online engagement ring toolbox has some fun tools to help you get started, from finding the perfect style to calculating which rings fit your budget. With our virtual try-on, you can snap a photo of your hand with your phone and see how any ring looks on you. Shopping for fine jewelry at Shane Company is always enjoyable and easy for everyone. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
KSL News Time 608. 622,000 Utah ballots have already been processed. But if yours isn't one of them and you've got some questions about a candidate or an issue, former gubernatorial candidate Amy Winder Newton has a website to help you out.
Go to vote.utah.gov. It shows you all of the candidates and the issues. And then next to each one, you have the ability to read a profile piece about them.
Yeah, boy, I can't recommend it enough. It gives you arguments on both sides of everything. Once again, that's vote.utah.gov.
Smokers who started young are more likely to die early, according to a new study.
More evidence smoking can kill. Data collected from the U.S. National Health Interview Survey shows smokers who start young are three times more likely to die early from heart disease or stroke. The survey looked at some 400,000 smokers and non-smokers between 1997 and 2014 and grouped them by the age they started to light up. About 5,000 died before the age of 75 from heart disease or stroke, the increased risk highest among those smoking before age 10 and still high for those who began before age 15. But those who quit by age 40 reduce their risk of premature death by 90%. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Just one more important health note this morning. A panel of U.S. health experts wants adults to start getting colon cancer screenings at 45. That's 5 years younger than previous guidelines. The change reflects a growing concern about rising cases of colon cancer in younger people. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force released the draft recommendations yesterday. The change brings it in line with the American Cancer Society, which previously lowered the age to start screening from 50 to 45. 6:09, let's see how that triple team traffic is looking this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
And traffic on I-15 off to a nice start, at least in Salt Lake County between Draper and downtown. Redwood Road starting to get a little bit busy already in West Jordan, going from 78 up towards 70th South. And traffic out of Tooele, at least right now, looks great on I-80. Eric?
Do have a southbound off-ramp crash in Sandy. This is at 90th South, that exit ramp over on the right shoulder. So not seeing any delays as a result of that so far. I-15 in Utah County, well, that's looking just fine. Normal travel times, 24 minutes northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Southbound I-15 as you leave Roy and head past Sunset into Clearfield. The construction in the area, southbound I-15 from Roy into Clearfield. But overall, you've got a great drive right now on the rest of the roadways through Weber and Davis counties. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit taxhelput.com. That's taxhelput.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's take a look at those temperatures for today and check the forecast with you, Grant.
Well, it's going to be a little warmer out there along the Wasatch Front. It's a little cool start again, but we got lots of sunshine. Pleasant day. We're up to 54 degrees. Tomorrow, 59 the high and lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Warmed up a little bit. It's 31 downtown.
So what's the current state of travel restrictions going in and out of Hawaii? We heard that terrible story about what happened to the one Utah couple who got the COVID test, went over there, found out it was not an accepted COVID test, had to fly right back. That was terrible. But what is the situation of travel restrictions in Hawaii? We'll find out when we go in depth coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for starting your morning with us on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
You know what? Superior Water and Air has been my go-to company for so many things, including plumbing. If I have a, I'll have a little small problem, a drain that won't drain, I call them. They'll come out and do a small problem. If I have a big, huge problem, water coming through the ceiling, they handle that too. But I'm not the only one. They received a letter out there from Superior Water and Air. Well, do you have that letter, Tim? You want to share that with them?
I do. Rob talks about this single lady who reached out to him and said, look, when my plumbing fails, so do I. And you don't have to be a single lady. Not all of us men out here are handy with plumbing problems
that's
either.
The truth. And, you know, you feel the pressure sometimes guy to do your own plumbing. Why? Call Superior. You do your thing and let them do their thing.
Yeah. And in this letter, she was praising Superior's plumbing technicians for their quick response, their professionalism, their desire to fix the problem and not sell her. This is such a big thing. Not sell her unnecessary upgrades and their willingness to stay as long as it took to make sure that the problem was fixed and that she was happy on their way out the door.
Right. They're so committed to customer service. That's one of the big things that distinguishes Superior Water and Air from other plumbing and HVAC companies, I think, is that really, I mean, I never feel like I'm imposing on them when they're at the house. If I say, would you mind just taking a look? Oh, no, not. I've got all the time in the world. They make me feel like they have all the time in the world to take care of me and whatever I need.
What they're really selling is some peace of mind, which all of us could use right about now. Here's the number to keep handy for your safe essential service provider, Superior Water and Air. It's 801-974-9090.
Or go online to superiorwaterandair.com.
This is Ben McAdams. I believe there is nothing we can't accomplish if we work together. Nothing can defeat us. No terrorist attack, No natural disaster, no virus. If we put our differences aside, bring people together, and act responsibly to rebuild our economy and our trust in each other. We can cover more people, reduce the cost of prescription drugs, and make healthcare more affordable. We can protect Social Security and Medicare today and for future generations. We can reduce the cost of college and make job training more available. We can get help to those that need it during this pandemic, not just the powerful and politically connected. Anything is possible if we're willing to make the tough decisions and work together. I'm Ben McAdams, candidate for Congress. I sponsored and paid for this message because we've got to do better. Put people before party and principle above politics.
Hi, I'm Matt with My Hearing Centers. Hearing aids have changed. The technology we have today is better than ever before. These devices pair with a revolutionary app that gives you on-demand support and fine-tuning right at your fingertips. Take the 60-day challenge and try these devices for yourselves. My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge. We're able to help you with your hearing aids directly through your smartphone. With telehealth support, you get industry-leading care without leaving the comfort of your home. These hearing aids are top of the line and are even equipped with the world's first face mask mode. We had a patient the other day. He hadn't been able to appreciate the time with his grandkids for a while. He always thought they were mumbling. We set him up with a new set of these hearing aids, and he said he heard every word right there at the dinner table. My Hearing Centers want you to take the 60-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 60 days, and we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you. What are you waiting for? Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. That's 801-701-1629. Or visit us online at myhearingcenters.com.
Thanks for the happy Wednesday wish out there on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line right back at you. If you want to join the conversation this morning, the number 57500. KSL News Time, 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a man is dead after an officer-involved incident in Harriman. Police responding to a protective order violation say they heard gunshots and met with a man who threatened them. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, more than 620,000 ballots have already been received for processing here in Utah, putting the state on track to shatter voter turnout records this election.
Third, let's get another peek at how the roads are doing. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
A report of a crash on the southbound 1590 South exit ramp. Right now, I don't see much in the way of extra backups trying to exit the freeway. I do see the crash. Just a single vehicle, looks like, over on the shoulder. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warming up a little bit to 54, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 31 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. With just 6 days until the presidential election, a new ABC News Washington Post poll shows the lead widening in a key battleground state where the pandemic has become issue number one. In Wisconsin, President Trump is trailing by 17 points among likely voters. In Michigan, he trails by 7 points. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
This appears to be a reflection of the toll that Trump is taking from his handling of the coronavirus. Wisconsin now is the third in the nation in COVID cases per capita, with a 53% increase in average daily cases in the last 2 weeks. In Michigan, they've also seen record daily cases. And it's also striking in these polls when you look at women voters. Biden leads Trump by 30 points with likely female voters in Wisconsin, up 24 points in Michigan.
The Senate will ask today those who run the world's biggest online social media sites why their companies should still be protected from legal action when they either allow or censor online speech. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
The Section 230 law lets online platforms, including Twitter and Facebook, take no responsibility for controlling what people say on those sites, and at the same time, letting the organization selectively block political or other objectionable speech. A number of conservative politicians, including the president, say that means censoring them.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Hawaii has started letting tourists return to the islands if they can prove they have a recent COVID-19 test that came back negative.
But some travelers say the Hawaiian authorities are making it extra difficult, and some people have landed in Hawaii only to be turned back. ABC's Kaylee Hartung has more.
It was supposed to be a dream vacation. Rob and Pam Alexander celebrating their 46th wedding anniversary in Hawaii, just after the state made a big push to welcome visitors back to its islands.
We had three generations going.
Earlier this month, Hawaii revising its rules, allowing visitors in without a mandatory 14-day quarantine, as long as they had a recent negative COVID test from a list of approved testing sites. But when the Alexanders landed on Friday, after taking three flights, they weren't allowed to enter without quarantining. Their negative tests weren't recognized by the state after getting tested at an unapproved clinic. Frustrated and disappointed, they returned home.
Don't assume anything. Double check, triple check, make sure that you are doing it exactly the way the state or the country is asking when you go there. And it's a very expensive lesson to learn.
Elijah McCauley took an approved test before heading to Maui for a 7-day trip, but he never received his results. He's been stuck in his hotel the whole time.
This will be day number 6. There's got to be some help, you know, some remedy for folks like me.
Hawaiian authorities say since the pre-travel testing program began 2 weeks ago, nearly 90% of visitors have arrived without trouble. Officials urge all travelers to check Hawaii's website for travel guidelines and say more help in testing and coordination is needed.
Can you imagine, Tim?
No.
You take your whole family, you do a test, No. You come back negative, you get there and find out the test you took was not an approved test.
No, and the story of part of the family being able to get in from one particular state, meeting another part of the family from somewhere else in the U.S., they get to stay. You don't. You get back on the plane, you come home.
And not only that, but it's like a, what, $5,000, $10,000 mistake?
Yeah, well, it depends on how, you know, how many people are flying with you, but airfares are pretty cheap right now to get to Hawaii.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Rolling the dice on that situation, boy, that'd be scary.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. That's the in-depth. Our thanks to ABC's Kaylee Hartung, by the way, at 15 and 45.
619, Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And we go back over to you, Andy.
Right now in Salt Lake County, I-15 looks good. Heading north, a minor crash on the southbound exit ramp at 90. It's just a single vehicle off to the shoulder. Shouldn't affect you as you exit the freeway there. And some earlier Redwood Road slowdowns in West Jordan have thinned out, so you're good to go, really, from South Jordan all the way up into West Valley. Eric?
Taking a look at the 215 East Belt for northbounders, if you're heading from Cottonwood Heights or Holiday up to I-80 or Foothill Drive, that looks good. Foothill in turn, no problems going north towards the university. I-80 heading out to the mountains looks pretty good out to the Kimball Junction exit and down Utah County. No problems on I-15 so far. Heather?
Still have some pretty heavy traffic southbound I-15 between Roy and Clearfield. This is in the construction zone. Haven't heard of any crashes in that area. Once you get to 650 North in Clearfield, you are back up to freeway speeds and should be good the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake. We're also seeing a bit of slowing as some cars go through the mountains. I-84 heading east toward Mountain Green, but US 89 and Legacy are in great shape. Want something to lift your heart and inspire you? Richard Paul Evans' new book, The Noel Letters, is now on sale. Critics say it may be his best. The Noel Letters. Get your copies today. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.
I'm
a warming 7-day forecast.
And today?
Cool again, but not as cold. 54 the high today and lots of sunshine. Tomorrow up to 59, mostly sunny skies. It's warmer on Friday. 62 will be the high. We get a lot of sunshine. Even warmer for the upcoming weekend. It looks really nice. Sunny on Saturday, 64 degrees. That's Halloween. 65, mostly sunny on Sunday. And then more nice weather next week for early November. Not bad. 66 Monday, sunshine and sunny and 65 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's 31 downtown. And one of the things to remember is that Monday is the last day to get your ballot in the mail here in the state of Utah. But don't wait until then. Why not get your ballot in the mail now or put it in a drop box now so that our people who are working in the offices that are handling that have all the time they need?
Yeah. I think some people are, procrastinating because they're unsure about judges or unsure about initiatives that are on the ballot. I'm telling you, vote.utah.gov. It'll give you arguments on both sides. You mm-hmm. click on whatever the judge is, whatever the initiative happens to be, and it will lay it out for you. Then you can make your decision. It even tells you, by the way, how the legislature voted on it on Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's handy. If you haven't used that and you want to sit down with your ballot, keep your computer right there, and it's vote.utah.gov. It'll make all the difference in the world. All right.
Go ahead.
Coming up in a minute, we'll see. We're off to a tough start on the futures. We'll get your money news coming up.
We're on the phone with Jake from Magellan HCM Human Capital Management, and you guys shop everywhere for health insurance for folks. You know, with employers providing health insurance, it just makes sense that they shop for their employees because, after all, they are spending their employees' money, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Almost every employer in Utah
shares in the cost of employee benefits with their employees. Yet employees have almost no control over what benefits are being offered or even what the cost of those benefits are. But by shopping your plan with every licensed carrier in Utah, you're ensuring that your employees are getting the most out of each premium dollar that they're being asked to spend.
So does the employer have to make you their broker if they just shop with you anyway?
Nope, they absolutely don't. We understand that most employers have long-standing relationships with their current broker, so we don't require them to make us their broker to shop their plan.
Okay, so then I have to ask you, Jake, what's in it for Magellan?
You know, that's a great question. We are a full-service brokerage. So in the rare scenario where you don't feel like you're getting the service out of your broker that you need, we can certainly step in and be your broker. But in most situations, you're happy with your broker. Oftentimes, we can work with your broker and offer additional HR technology and support which can help him or her become a better broker and offer you a better experience as the client.
And as a client, if I shopped last year and I'm pretty satisfied, why should I have to shop or should I shop this year?
Insurance carriers have always had different appetites for different markets, and those appetites change all the time. COVID-19 has impacted those appetites more than we've seen in 20 years. If ever there was a time to get carriers competing for your business, it's now. But time is running out. You need to be doing it in the next month or so.
And how do we get a hold of you, Jake?
You can get a hold of us by going to our website at shopmyplan.com or by texting insurance to 57500.
As a conservative, nothing is more important to me than ensuring that everyone, regardless of race, background, or beliefs, has a fair shot at the American dream. That chance for a better life begins in our schools, where great teachers connect our kids to economic opportunity. The future of our communities and our state depends on strong schools. That's why, as governor, I will improve funding for education.
Visit votecox.com to learn more. Paid for by Cox for Governor.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. More than 70% of shoppers plan to do most of their shopping online this year, according to a bank rate survey. That's up from 51% last year.
The Cracker Barrel restaurant chain says they plan to open Thanksgiving Day to serve people who aren't up to cooking a Thanksgiving feast. The company is also offering some take-home meals that serve 4 to 6 people for what is expected to be a smaller family gathering this year.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. The markets are down. Futures markets, the Dow futures down 486. That's 1.75%. S&P futures down 51.3. And the NASDAQ futures down 154.5.
KSL News Time 626.
We know Ben McAdams voted with Nancy Pelosi's liberal agenda 85% of the time. And when McAdams was tasked with serving on a commission to investigate religious persecution, helping men and women of faith who were being tortured by a communist regime, Ben McAdams' own lawyers admitted he skipped key meetings. He didn't even show up. McAdams sides with Nancy Pelosi and the liberals in Congress. He's too weak to stand up to China. And now he's supporting Joe Biden, who plans to raise taxes by $4 trillion. But that's not surprising, because when McAdams was mayor, he approved increasing property taxes annually by $9.4 million. Ben McAdams, falling in line with Pelosi, too weak to stand up to China, and a proven record of raising our taxes. We can't risk or afford Ben McAdams in Congress. Paid for by Congressional Leadership Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.congressionalleadershipfund.org. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
2020 has been a challenge in many different ways, but there's still time to do something great for yourself and finish 2020 strong. Modern cataract surgery at Hoops Vision is just the thing to turn this year around. The experienced surgeons at Hoops Vision have helped tens of thousands of people just like you regain clear vision after cataracts using the latest FDA-approved laser cataract technology. And with extra safety measures in place, Hoops Vision is taking the health and well-being of their patients seriously. Don't finish 2020 with cloudy vision. Call Hoops Vision today and be sure to ask about their latest lenses that not only restore vision after cataract surgery, but also offer the opportunity to be free from your glasses, bifocals, and even readers. Call 877-30-LASIK. That's 877-305-2745. Call Hoops Vision today, 877-30-LASIK, or discover more at hoopsvision.com.
629 means Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mount America's free online and mobile banking tools. If you're out there, Andy Farnsworth has an eye on you.
And we're looking pretty good through Salt Lake County. It turns out it wasn't a crash on the 90th exit ramp. It was somebody with a flat tire, and it's not really a factor any longer. Traffic looking good on 215 so far, looping around the west and south belt routes, and the 201 freeway yet to back up through Magna. Eric?
Looks pretty good over in Utah County. No problems as you head north from Provo and Orr up through American Fork and Lehigh, and the major feeders getting over to the freeway. Also in good shape. Seeing a little bit more activity over on University Parkway for westbounders right as you go by the south end of Utah Valley University before you get on the freeway, but shouldn't hold you up too much. Heather?
Got a bit of delay now on 5600 South in Roy. This is heading east between 2200 and 1900 West. But once you get past 1900 West, you shouldn't have a problem right now getting onto the freeway. And once you get on southbound I-15, no delays now between there and downtown Salt Lake City. That's going to be about a 22-minute commute. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning has been proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. Their powered water cleaning means no soap, no shampoos, no toxic chemicals. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and still on the chilly side today. Let's check the temperatures with you, Grant.
Cool again this morning, not as cold as it's been, though, and we're warming up in the afternoon to 54 degrees. Not too bad, lots of sunshine, and 59, mostly sunny skies for tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 31 degrees.
So far, so good. No crashes on our freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Your voice, your vote. 5 days until election week. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of thousands of ballots have already been received in Utah, putting the Beehive State on track to shatter voter turnout records.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, Utah's voter turnout is on pace to meet or beat the 82% from the last presidential election. About 523,000 Utahns had returned their ballots in the latest posted count, and in a few hours that will jump again. Getting ballots in early means those county clerks can process and validate the ballots ahead of time. Then the votes are tabulated on election day. Most counties will not have voting machines on election day. It'll be that same paper ballot sent in the mail. So they're asking everybody to return that ballot either in the mail today or take it to a drop box soon. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, the United States Election Project says more than 71 million Americans have already cast their ballots. That's more than half of the total votes counted in 2016's general election. Early in-person voting accounts for about 23 million of those votes, while mail-in ballots make up the remaining roughly 47 million.
President Trump will be in three different battleground states today.
President Trump wakes up in the battleground state of Nevada today after spending the night at his hotel in Las Vegas. He travels to Arizona for two campaign rallies before flying to Florida to stay overnight there. The polling average in Arizona from 538, a polling analysis group, shows Joe Biden with a three-point advantage over President Trump. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City School Board considering whether to hold more in-person classes. School has been mostly online since March because of high coronavirus infections, but Dr. Adam Hirsch with Primary Children's Hospital says elementary schools in other places have reopened successfully.
Young children are entering school environments asymptomatic. And if our mitigation strategies are as good as we hope that they can be, transmission will be very rare.
Dr. Hirsch believes high schoolers hanging out without masks have been the biggest problem.
According to the World Health Organization's latest weekly update, Europe saw a 37% increase in new deaths last week compared to the week prior. And a new British study suggests immunity to the virus may not last long. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Imran Ali explained what the researchers found.
It showed that on average, the antibodies lasted for about 4 to 5 months. Now, this is just looking at the IgG antibody, which is only one of the many antibodies you need to help fight off the virus.
The study also shows coronavirus patients tend to have lower levels of vitamin D, but doctors warn that people with lower levels of vitamin D are probably more likely to suffer from other medical conditions that make them more susceptible to COVID-19.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Firefighters are getting help from the weather in putting out the Range Fire, which has been burning in Orem for a week and a half. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest. John.
Yeah, Tim, the Range Fire broke out back on October 17th, so it has been just a little over a week and a half now that it's been burning in Orem. The good news is that officials say the blaze is 93% contained, and with about a half an inch of rain or snow, the fire could be considered 100% contained. They say the sharp drop in temperature and some precipitation over the weekend helped their cause. Now, if you remember, this fire started at the Orem Police Department gun range. It's been considered the largest fire in Orem modern history. Local officials say the only one that comes even close to it in terms of size happened back in 1996. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The full cost of the fire has also not yet been determined. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Normal temperatures for this time of year are right around 60 degrees. We'll be just a little below that today.
We'll be close to that average. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're actually warming up to 60, so some pleasant weather is coming your way. The warmer weather timing out with a weekend. You got to love that, right?
Grant says we're not seeing any storms in the seven-day forecast. At trick-or-treat time on Saturday, temperatures should be in the mid-50s.
Coming up on KSL, that's two titles in 1 month for Los Angeles sports fans.
And triple team traffic.
Traffic on I-15 looks good. City streets starting to see a few more people hit the roads, but no big backups yet, thankfully. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:35.
Whoa, what happened to fall?
It's just cold outside. You go out there and you realize, poof, cold enough to make snow.
Get updated forecasts today on the Frigid Temps. Every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're chatting with Dr. Bill Simakoski from Utah Stem Cells Joint Treatment and Wellness Center. Doctor, welcome. I have to ask you, what type of things do you do at Utah Stem Cells?
Well, I got my start doing joint regeneration treatments here in Utah using stem cells and platelet-rich plasma to help heal arthritic joints, rotator cuff tendons, ligaments, labrum. Virtually any musculoskeletal tissue in the body can be regenerated with stem cells. And when I first got here to Utah, I was a big ski bum. Even before I learned how to do these treatments, I had really bad arthritis in my knees. I was an ER doctor and a toxicologist for many years, but I really did not want to have to give up skiing. I didn't want to have to give up tennis. I didn't want to have to give up doing all those things that I really enjoy doing. So as my knees got worse and worse, and I knew that eventually I might be due for a knee replacement, or I might be a good candidate for a knee replacement, stem cell technology finally got to us. We learned that we could use stem cells to regenerate cartilage, tendons, ligaments, virtually any musculoskeletal tissue in the body. And from our experiences treating musculoskeletal conditions, we can now treat many different things in the body. And my clinic has really evolved into a regenerative medicine and anti-aging clinic, so we can treat many things for the aging soul.
So it really does work.
It really does work. The results are phenomenal. I dare say amazing and miracle, but those are the types of words that my patients use often. And many people, when they're talking about stem cells, often use those types of adjectives to describe the results that they're getting. It really is a game changer. I would implore you to go to my website. I've got many testimonials on my YouTube channel as well as directly on my website. And I'm sure you can find patients with similar conditions as what you are suffering with and learn what their experiences have been.
And you have a $300 gift card that you can use towards any stem cell procedure if you call in the next 24 hours and schedule a free consultation.
Exactly.
Just visit UtahStemCells.com. UtahStemCells.com. 2020 has rocked the education world. Join Envision Utah Thursday for a free webinar about the steps we can take to support teachers and improve education for everyone. Register at EnvisionUtah.org.
Hey, if you're just joining us this morning, 71 million Americans have already cast their ballots, 23 million of those in person, 47 million through the mail. We're keeping an eye on early voting for you this morning here on KSL.
It looks like the Borat sequel is a hit.
I hope quarantine never ends.
As Borat would say, very nice.
Amazon says the Borat sequel film was streamed by tens of millions of customers during its debut this past weekend. That's a big number for sure and would make it a huge box office hit, but we didn't get any more details from Amazon, like exact numbers, or did those viewers watch just a few minutes or the whole thing? Meanwhile, an independent company, Samba TV, which analyzes these things, says 1.6 million households watched Borat 2 last weekend. Amazon says that number's off, but again, didn't provide specifics. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
That's another sign of how hard up we are for entertainment in 2020 when Borat's a hit. Jon Stewart is returning to TV with a new home more than 5 years after bowing out as host of The Daily Show. The Apple TV Plus streaming service says Stewart will host an hour-long current affairs series exploring topics of national interest as well as his advocacy work. Stewart has been an outspoken supporter of military veterans and 9/11 first responders. The series expected to debut sometime next year.
Well, a 32-year World Series drought has ended for the Los Angeles Dodgers. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays in Game 6 last night for their first World Series title since 1988. L.A. fans were elated last night.
I've never seen L.A. so happy with the time all the madness is going on. I'm finally happy L.A. has something to celebrate. Lakers and Dodgers, couldn't be a better time to be in L.A. right now.
It's not a bad time to be an L.A. sports fan with the Lakers taking the NBA title earlier this month. We'll get more on the Dodgers' victory coming up in an in-depth report at 6:45 on Utah's Morning News. 6:39 now. Let's check Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Back to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic in the Salt Lake Valley, not bad on I-15 so far. The heaviest traffic I've seen is near 7200 South. Bangor Highway starting to fill in at 35th South, but looking better than usual up over the 201 freeway on both Bangor and 5600 West so far. Eric?
Looks good if you're heading out through Provo Canyon this morning out to Heber City on 189. And likewise, heading out to Park City, no problems, although on the westbound side, we are seeing some a little bit of slow-moving vehicles approaching Parley Summit and then heading over by Lamb's Canyon towards the East Canyon exit. I-15, Utah County, no trouble there. Heather?
Got pretty good speeds right now through Weber and Davis County on the freeways. That includes I-15, US 89, Legacy Parkway. But we're seeing the delays stack up now on 5600 South and Roy. That's all heading eastbound between 2200 West and I-15. Need new appliances? Visit Durden's Appliance on 5th South and Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. Try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's get back over to Grant. He's in the Weather Center.
Might still need the winter coat, but it's not quite as bad out there. 54 degrees, lots of sunshine by afternoon. Of course, you won't need that coat. And 59, the high tomorrow, more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Haven't quite made it to the freezing mark. It's 31 downtown.
We were trying to count how many Dodgers fans there are in the building.
There's
earlier,
quite a few, actually.
Mary Richards and I. I think there are. It's in the teens. We'll have more on the Dodgers' win of the World Series coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Gustavo is sporting that Dodgers hat right now as we speak. We'll talk about it next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for waking up with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Let me give a quick shout-out to Scott Harding at LHM Murray and tell you that if you are in the market for a Honda, I don't know that there's been a better time for you to buy right now as far as prices and as far as inventory goes. You can take advantage of year-end savings on virtually the entire lineup of 2020 Hondas, like that best-in-class by Car and Driver Passport, a great SUV. And, of course, if you're going to get an SUV, you're going to head out and do some fun in the outdoors, and you need a lot of cargo room. We've told you about the cargo space, but the most important cargo you're going to be carrying, your family and your friends, if you're headed out to do some camping or some hunting. This seats up to 5 adults with a lot of spacious room in the rear seats and offers plenty of leg room and hip room. But the toys on board also make this SUV special, like Wi-Fi capabilities that include your audio system updates and turns your car into a Wi-Fi hotspot with an available data plan.
Those toys on board are also on board the Honda Civic, which is so much fun to drive. I mean, it just feels like a sports car. It really does. Isn't it amazing what the Honda Civic has become? And my thanks to Joey Burns up at Ken Garf in Riverdale. When I was up there the last time, some of the salespeople there tell me that they have customers that will just call and say, I'm ready for a new Civic. And they'll just, you know, go over the, I want this, I want these options, and they'll just deliver the car to them. The Honda is the safest car made. It comes in so many different options. It's fun to drive. You got to check out that new Honda Civic.
And right now, the more you compare, the more you know it is time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Since being elected, 7 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or introducing the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. Introduced laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down. And voted over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We got to go faster if we're going to fit it all in.
Okay, 177 town hall meetings held, rode 53 miles on the clean air bike tour, and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
Hi, I'm Matt with My Hearing Centers. Hearing aids have changed. The technology we have today is better than ever before. These devices pair with a revolutionary app that gives you on-demand support and fine-tuning right at your fingertips. Take the 60-day challenge and try these devices for yourselves. My Hearing Centers is on the cutting edge. We're able to help you with your hearing aids directly through your smartphone. With telehealth support, you get industry-leading care without leaving the comfort of your home. These hearing aids are top of the line and are even equipped with the world's first face mask mode. We had a patient the other day. He hadn't been able to appreciate the time with his grandkids for a while. He always thought they were mumbling. We set him up with a new set of these hearing aids, and he said he heard every word right there at the dinner table. My Hearing Centers want you to take the 60-day challenge by trying this new technology risk-free for 60 days, and we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you. What are you waiting for? Call My Hearing Centers today at 801-701-1629. That's 801-701-1629. Or visit us online at myhearingcenters.com.
ARUP Blood Services is in critical need for blood donations. Donations have decreased during the pandemic, and your help is needed more than ever. Call 801-584-5272.
Dave and Eugenovic.
More Granite District High Schools closing their doors because of COVID-19. The case threshold, 15. Dave says that's too low. Keep them in school. Tune in today at 9:05 to see if you disagree with Dave, like I do. Let's debate it today on Dave and Dujanovic.
We hope you've already done this, but if you haven't, make sure you download the KSL News Radio app. It's so important with as fast as the headlines move these days and leading into an election week. Download it wherever you get your apps these days. It's all powered by our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, two officer-involved shootings under investigation this morning. Harriman police say two officers were threatened by an armed man and he was shot and killed.
Second, Ogden police also say officers were threatened by a man and he was shot in the stomach. That man is in good condition at the hospital.
Third, let's get another quick look at how the roads are doing. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Delays starting to appear now at Bangor and 56th West near the 21st South Freeway. But so far, I-15 between Ogden and Provo still looking good in both directions. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warming up a little bit to 54, lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
31 downtown.
With KSL's top national story.
A surge in coronavirus cases in the battleground state of Wisconsin appears to have damaged President Trump's reelection campaign there. A new poll by ABC News and the Washington Post shows him trailing Joe Biden by 17 points among likely voters. Wisconsin recording its highest number of COVID cases and deaths there on Tuesday. More protests in Philadelphia following the fatal police shooting of a black man on Monday night.
The city calling in the National Guard after a night of violence Monday when nearly 100 people were arrested. More than two dozen officers were injured. Police asking people across Philadelphia to stay inside.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Hurricane Zeta headed for the Gulf Coast. A.J. Moody's business is in Gulfport, Mississippi.
This is the fourth time this year. Fourth time in what? 2 months? It's the way of life in Mississippi. You're going to live on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, you got to be prepared.
This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. After more than 30 years, the Los Angeles Dodgers are once again World Series champs.
You get the ABC's T.J. Holmes.
That was strike three. Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
The Dodgers are champions once again.
For the first time in 32 years, bringing home the World Series title after beating the Tampa Bay Rays. But even amid the celebration, a stark reminder, we're still in the midst of a pandemic.
Breaking news, Justin Turner received a positive COVID test. That's why he was removed from the game.
MLB was informed during the game that Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner's COVID test came back positive and he was pulled from the game. Turner was later spotted on the field with and without a mask, celebrating with his teammates. The game itself was a pitcher's duel for most of the night. Tampa jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. But Rays manager Kevin Cash made a controversial and questionable decision to pull his starting pitcher, Blake Snell, who had struck out 9 and only allowed 2 hits.
Snell can't believe it. We'll see how it works out.
The move immediately cost them. The Dodgers scored on a wild pitch. And then World Series MVP Corey Seager drove in Dodgers newcomer Mookie Betts to take a 2-1 lead in the sixth, and they never looked back.
And just like that, the Dodgers are on top by 1 in the sixth.
These guys have been in the postseason so many times, and I just came to be a part of it, and I'm just happy I can contribute.
Players on the field afterwards celebrating the 7th title in Dodgers franchise history.
Blake Snell was pulled as a controversial decision. Why would you pull your ace? Because the numbers tell you it's the right call. Historically and recent history tells you that Blake Snell shouldn't go past that inning. So he made a decision that might have been the right one. It just didn't work out on this stage. But as A-Rod said, these guys are being treated like chess pieces. They want to be ball players.
Sometimes you don't do the right thing based on the numbers. You got to go with your gut.
Well, Kevin Cash, and this goes for any manager in Major League Baseball, you're going to get second guessed no matter what.
Yeah. If they had won, they would have said, great, great decision.
It's a 50-50 roll of the dice. But, some happy Dodgers fans out there this morning. 32 years in the making. Long, long time. That's the in-depth for you. At 15 to 45, 649, let's see how things are going on the roads for those of you making the drive-in. Brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
All right, now, Tim, traffic on Bangor and 56 West, the one that's seeing the delays going north between about 35th and 21st South is the stretch where you'll see the extra time added to your drive. 21st South Freeway also starting to slow a bit at 7200 West, but I-15 continues to roll along. Draper to downtown, 20 minutes. Eric?
And that's the same story in Utah County, 20 minutes northbound from Provost University Avenue to Point of the Mountain. I-15, no trouble spots northbound or southbound. And if you're out of Saratoga Springs, Eagle Mountain, Cedar Ford, and you're heading north on Redwood Road, no trouble getting up to 2100 north. And that's also looking good eastbound over towards the freeway. Heather?
It's about 30 minutes for those of you leaving Ogden right now, heading south on I-15 into downtown Salt Lake. You've got a great drive on US 89, Legacy Parkway, and the West Side Belt. No accidents reported, but some of your city streets are looking a bit congested, especially 5600 South and Roy. Get away to Logan. Colors in the valley are bright and beautiful. Ideal temperatures for hiking, fishing, and golf, giant corn mazes, and other family fun. Visit explorelogan.com for hot getaway deals. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back with the 7-day forecast brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Cool again, but not as cold. 54 the high. We got lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 59 and mostly sunny and a nice Friday sunshine. We're up to 62 degrees. Pleasant weather for the weekend. It'll be Halloween on Saturday. The high that day, 64. Again, lots of sunshine. Sunny up to 65 on Sunday. And more nice weather into early next week. Sunny 66 Monday, 65 in the sunshine on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
How cold is it right now? Let's find out. It's 31 degrees.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a filed bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I had somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Hi, guys, it's Andrew. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, you are going to want to hear this. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses an FDA-registered technology to reverse ED, and we do it without any pills. Our wave therapy is clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels, which means we're finally treating the root cause problem of ED, lack of blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and we'll give you the medical exam, screening, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift proven to produce instant results to your intimacy. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to get your blood flowing properly and put a stop to your ED, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Let's get your love life back. 801-901-8000.
Here's what we have in Utah. An attorney general firm in conviction. Someone tough, who doesn't back down from the big fights, who leads when others won't. Sean Reyes is standing shoulder to shoulder with the men and women of law enforcement, fighting any attempt to defund the police. And Sean Reyes is endorsed by the Utah Fraternal Order of Police, who called him, quote, a well-known vocal advocate for cops and their families. Sean Reyes is working to stop burdensome job-killing regulations to jumpstart the economy, working tirelessly with Utah job creators to expand opportunities for Utahns. Sean Reyes is a leader and international voice in the fight against human trafficking. Just last year, he prosecuted a politician in a three-state adoption fraud scheme. Here in Utah, we have Attorney General Sean Reyes, and he's working tirelessly to keep us safe.
Paid for by RAGA Utah PAC, authorized by Friends of Sean Reyes.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Microsoft says their latest quarterly earnings beat Wall Street expectations. The software company has benefited from the pandemic as more people work from home.
Sony says their profits, more than doubled in the last quarter, thanks to a surge in video game sales, of course. Sony has now raised its forecast for the rest of the fiscal year.
And T-Mobile is the latest company jumping into the TV streaming market. T-Visions will start at $10 a month with additional costs as they add more options.
It may be another rocky day on Wall Street. The futures are down this morning. Dow futures down 597. That is 2.2%. The S&P futures down 64.1. That is 1.9%. NASDAQ futures down 188. That is 1.6%.
We were talking about the World Series a minute ago. Guess what today is?
What?
Free taco day at Taco Bell
for a stolen base. Thank you. Oh, that's good to remember.
So as long as you're in line, they said by midnight or 11:59 tonight, you'll be able to get your free taco.
Oh, awesome.
And, yeah. I believe it's the Doritos Locos version.
So, terrific.
Anyway, keep that in mind around lunchtime. KSL News Time, 6:56.
So tell me, Steve, why do you think you're the right person for this job?
Well, I'm unreliable, I have difficulty making decisions, and I'm terrible with people.
Okay.
Oh, and I have chronic halitosis.
Looking to hire the right person? List your opening on KSL Jobs to find local candidates that are actually qualified. We'll even give you one free listing with promo code KSL Jobs Radio. Visit jobs.ksl.com and use KSL Jobs Radio for your free listing.
This pattern report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
We can't have red bubbles and blue bubbles if we want real solutions. We can't make things better if we won't listen to each other. Right now, the biggest challenge we face as a nation is division within. But our values aren't so different. Policies are built on values. Our first step is to get everyone to the table, working toward the common good. Let's build bridges. I'm Cale Weston, and I approve this message. paid for by Weston 2020.
Utah Gives Back is a story about Utahns helping those in need with Select Health's Community Relations Manager Greg Reed.
Utah is widely recognized as a healthy place to live, work, do business, and raise a family. This includes our easy access to physical activities like hiking and biking trails, a strong sense of community, and great access to healthcare. Public health affects every Utah, including detecting and preventing infectious diseases by getting immunized regularly, promoting healthy lifestyles and safe behaviors, and providing access to healthcare services for everyone. Getting an annual flu vaccine and other immunizations is the first and best way to protect yourself and your family. It can reduce flu illness and hospitalizations, doctor's visits, missed work, and school. It will also help to lessen the burden on the healthcare system during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's recommended for everyone 6 months or older to get the flu vaccine prior to the flu season. You can get it at any Intermountain Community Pharmacy or schedule an appointment with your doctor. Select Health recognizes Utahns getting immunized as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
6:59. Let's check Triple Team traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Andy?
Amanda, traffic has been in good shape for the most part this morning on I-15 through the Salt Lake Valley. Watching the full speed limit right now, it's only 56th West and Bangor really that I'm seeing backups for more than just a half a block. It's a couple of blocks for each of those coming up on 201. Eric?
Looks good in Utah County. No problems as you head north from Springville to Point of the Mountain. 22 minutes of drive time there. Seeing a little bit more congestion now on 5300 West heading north and intersecting with Timpanogos Highway. That's just on the northbound side, and it's not very much in the way of delays. So no problems, really. Heather?
Traffic filling in on I-15 and US 89 through Layton and Kaysville area, but still not a lot of brake lights showing up. No slowdowns right now. Hercules First Federal Credit Union announces the opening of their newest location in Harriman. Stop by or visit HerculesCU.com for more on their competitive rates and other locations to serve you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Seasonal temperatures for the next couple of days. 54 today, sunny at 59 tomorrow. We're warm into the 60s Friday, Saturday.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.